Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 15th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about the importance of creating a study schedule and sticking to it. People have all sorts of techniques with regards to keeping track of homework, readings, etc. Unless you are an extremely organized person, the busier you are, the more difficult it is to meet all of your demands. When I was in graduate school, decades ago, I got to the point where I could not get all of my homework, grading, research, and studying done. I knew if I didn't figure something out soon, I was going to tank. After being very honest with myself, I determined that I needed to create a schedule and to stick to it. I am more of a haphazard type of person overall, and so this was actually quite difficult for me. However, once I started doing this and sticking with it, I started meeting all of my demands. So let's talk about the benefits of creating a schedule. You may not be able to guess exactly how much time you need to complete an assignment, but you know yourself better than anyone else. Budget out all of your time, including eating, sleeping, studying, doing homework, prepping for lecture, studying, etc. If you do this, you learn to become much more efficient as you get your tasks done. For example, if you are working on some homework and you are trying to perfect it, let's say you are a perfectionist, you might just have to learn to say, "That's good enough," and take a B+ instead of an A. This might be hard to do, but the reality is you have a limited amount of time. And if you are not efficient enough to get everything done, you need to make some sacrifices. Now, I'm not advocating for dropping the ball on any assignment or homework. However, there are times when you have too many other things to do to keep focusing on only one task, when you have eight others that need to be completed before Monday. As you budget your time, I would say to make sure that even when you are at your busiest time, budget out an hour for yourself, whereby you do something for you. When I was in grad school, my hour was spent walking and playing with my dogs. You can work out at the gym, go for a walk, watch an episode of your favorite show. Just one, please. Do whatever you like to do for yourself. The reality is, if you are not happy, everything is going to tank, and time budgeting won't do you any good if you are not motivated. Never take your mental health for granted. Remember that if things get really difficult, most all schools have counselors who are trained to help you develop the tools you need to get through those times. Until then, do enough nice things for yourself that you are happy overall. Your future self will thank you for it. I hope you have found this helpful. Until we chat next time, happy studying.